Again, boi minei rochvo merova. Rochvo, erste shalof and rova. Tail hamislakit asoro mitoichabo. If you have a tail, that's a little hill, that's going upwards, that reached a height of 10 tefachim off the ground, mitoich arbo. In the length of dal damis, it went high a dalid tefachim. This is called already a mechitza, and on top of this tail, on top of this hill, it has a shem reshucha yochid for Shabbos. Now here the shaila is, v'rabim boikim boi, and let's say the rabim, the reshus rabim, goes over this hill, that the rabim are walking up this hill, is alocha chayovim olov, mishum reshus rabim, oy ein chayovim olov. This is the shaila. Do we say, since the rabim, like the reshus rabim, is walking up this hill, the rabim come and break the mechitza, it doesn't have a shame reshus yochid on top? Or do we say here, no, since it's a steep hill, so it's pretty hard to go up there, here we do not say, Osi Rabim Muvat Lo Mechitzis. Even though the Rabim are walking up this hill, the Rabim do not break the Mechitza, and it's still considered Rishus Yochid on top. So the Gemara like this. Aliba the Rabbonin, according to the Rabbonin of Al Mishneh, Loiti Boiloch. Lechur, there's no Shail according to the Rabbonin. Loiti Boiloch. Hashtag is Kabo Chayma. Oma Hos, Maduch in Al Mishneh. Denicha Tash Mishtei. We're talking about, you have this Pasi Birois. In the Rishus Rabim. Mamash a flat Rishus Rabim, like in the middle of the Wilshire. You'll have a bore there, and you want to schlep the water up. So you put this dalad diyumdin, these four L shapes, amar by an amar, at the four corners, and you're going to make it for a shusha yachid inside. Even though the rabbin, mamish, walk in between the pasid rois, still the rabbonin and the mishnah say, amri, rabbonin, that loy osa rabbin, umavat the law mechitzosam. That the rabbin walking through does not break the mechitzis. So, bezoi hocho. In our case here, we have a tail, we have this little hill going up. It's not so easy and nice for the rabbin to walk up the hill. It's not so smooth. It's hard to walk up. Avada that the rabbin walking up cannot break these mechitzes. So avada on top of the tail is still considered reshus yochid for Shabbos, and you don't say the rabbin breaks the mechitzes. That's according to the rabbonim. Is the churikiti boilo? Who do you want to ask your shayla according to? Alibud Rabbi Yehuda. You have a shayla according to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. The what? Ma hosam hu. You have clear shaila according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's going to be the halacha? Hosamu, in our Mishnah by Pasi Brois. Maybe there Rabbi Yehuda says, when the Rabbim walks through the Pasi Brois, they like break the mechitzis. You're not allowed to carry inside, it's not called Rishus Yochid anymore. Therefore Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, Yisalkenu, you're supposed to pick up the four diyumdin and like find another boar, or make it on the side of the Rishus Rabbim. Why? Hosamu, Dunicha Tash Mishtei. We're talking about a plain, flat ground that the rabbim walks through very nicely. So there, if the rabbim walks through the pasi broyas of Yehuda holds, the cloud that osir rabbim muvat lo mechitza. It's not called a good rishus yochid anymore. Aba hocha, here it's a shaila. Hocha hu delay nicha tash mishtei. Here, going up this hill, it's not so easy and smooth to walk up there. So maybe here, lo yosir rabbim muvat lo mechitzosa. Maybe here, Yehuda v'moida, that the rabbim cannot break the mechitzas. Oy dilma, maybe no. Loishno, maybe no, still there's no difference. Even the Gefort, when the Rabbim walk up there, even though it's not so easy to walk up there, still we say, Asfara Rabbim Om Levat Lo Mechitzis. That's the Shaila. Omalei, so this Shaila was, Rach Be'ez from Rova, so Rova answered him back, Omalei, Chayovin, you should know, the Rabbim walking up this hill breaks the Mechitza, and on top is considered the Rishus Rabbim, it's not called the Rishus Yochid. In fact, so Mele Rach Be'ez back to Shaila, V'yafilu Oilem Lo Dechevel, what about if it's so steep to go up this hill that you can't walk like this? You have to hold on to a string, like you have to have a railing there. Hold on to a string to walk up there. And still, if the rabbin walks up there, do you say it breaks the mechitza? Or Malay Ravi answered back, yes, in. It breaks, still breaks the mechitza. As long as the rabbin used this to walk up this hill, the rabbin going through it breaks the mechitza. In fact, more of the afilu b'maylas beis moron, even as mamish a steep hill, that base moron is always a marshal that you have to go one by one. It's a small, it's a very narrow road going up a hill, a high hill. It's so scary to go up there. So you go one by one. Even such a place, is it also called like the rabbin going through breaks the mechitza? Omalayin, he answered back, yes, even a place like this. So even though Luchura base moron is a narrow place, Luchura doesn't have tezvav hamas wide, so the Mepharshim said, the pshat is the akoponim on top of the tail. It's gevoya tezainama. So this is the road to go up there. Still, it's considered a Rishus Rabim walking up there, and they break the mechitzas. Like you have the picture book, page 52. You have picture 45. That's the tail. Picture 46. That's the walking up the mountain, holding on to a chevel. And picture 47, that's the Milas Beis Moron. You see, even though you have to walk one by one to get up there, still, since the Rabbim used this road to get up there, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would say, Oser Rabbim Mubatla Mechitza. The Rabbim walking up here would break the Mechitzas. That's what Rava answered back. Even though it's not so nicha tashmishtei, it's hard to walk up there, still the Rabbim come and break Mechitzas. For the Gemara Kash, Eisivei, is the Aloha Chotzer. You have a wide open Chotzer. Sheharabim nichnosin lo bezu, v'yoytzim bezu. The Rabbim enter it on one side. The Rabbim walk through and there's a Pesach into the Chotzer. And the other side of the Chotzer has like a breakthrough in the wall that you can make a shortcut and go straight through it to the other Rishus Rabbim. Like you have in picture 48 or picture 49, that the Chotzer has a Pesach, an opening to it on one side, a Mizruch. And on Marav side of the Chotzer, there's a hole through the wall that you can walk straight through it. So the locher is, Rishus Rabbim Lituma. Inside this Chotzer has a din Rishus Rabbim Filchus Tuma. It means if you have a Sofik there, if a Sheretz touched the Truma or not, so the Klal is Sofik Tuma Rishus Rabbim is Tor. So even though here it's a Chotzer, but since the Rabbim people could walk through it, it's considered like Rishus Rabbim Filchus Tuma, and therefore Sofik would be Tor. But you should know inside this chotzer, inside these mechitzes, it's still considered a reshus ha-yochid. Even though the rabbim l'chura are walking through here, because the rabbim can make a shortcut through it. So the more money, who does this price go like? Ilei merabbonin, if you want to say it goes according to the rabbonin, like in our Mishnah, that hold the klau, that lo yos the rabbim mubat l'mechitzes, of the Zoy Hashtam, or Mahosim, the Kurat likes Pshita, this Dinis Pshita, Maduch in our Mishnah, or Mahosim, the Nichotash Mishtei, there through the Pasib Royis, it's a flat ground, and it's Mamash to Rishus Rabbim walking through it. Still we say, Amir Rabbonin, the Rabbonin say, Lo Yosu Rabbim Umavatla Mechitzoso, the Rabbim coming through, does not break the Mechitzis of the Zoy Hocho, where you have this Chotzer, where it wasn't really a real Rishus Rabbim going through it. Because originally there was a wall on the other side. So one side has an entrance from the Rishus Rabbim, but the other side, Metchila, was closed. Just now there's a Pirtza came through in the wall. And the Pirtza isn't even mamish to the bottom of the ground. There's still some Gifufin, some part of the Mechitza still there. So the kid says, it's not Nichotash Mishnah, it's not so easy for the Rabbim to go through. Is Le Kol Shchein? Is Lechur Avada Navada? The Rabbim do not break this Mechitza. So Lechur, what's the Chiddush? Lechur Pshita. Like Rashi says, it's not so easy for the Rabbim to walk through here. Shab Sochim Kitzorim. Eshin, the Pesach is very short. It's not such a wide Pesach. It's not 15 amas wide. Huadin v'gidudim yesh b'yeskufom. There's some bottom mechitza left over yet, like in the picture 48 and 49. Upshitad le'mavat le'bikiyas Rabbim le'mechitzais. Or was there avada, even though the Rabbim could walk through from one side of the Chotzer to the other side of the Chotzer, still the Rabbim would not be mavat le'mechitza. So according to the Rabbon and Sepshita, like what do we have to have this din for? So Elamai, Elalav, Rabbi Yehudi. The Chur, you have to say this Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Chur, you have a Raya according to Rabbi Yehuda. That when does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah the Rabbim break the Mechitzes? That's only Mamish in the middle of a good Rishus Rabbim, where it's Nichotash Mishtei. But here, where it's not so easy for the Rabbim to go through, this is not called the good Bekiyas Rabbim. It doesn't break the Mechitzes. This will be Kash and Rova. Or even cases before, by Malas Beis Moron, by going up high, one by one, it's not so easy to go up. Avada, such a rabbin would not be mavat the mechitzas. So the Gemara loy, demesin is no rai from here. Liyela matei goes according to the rabbonon here. Or is that the kasher is the chur pshita that the rabbin does not break these mechitzas? For shus rabbin lutumi itzuchle. I'll be mad for you. The chiddush here is that it's considered the shus rabbin for yuchas tumah. Even though really it's a chotzer, it's a shus yoch for yuchas shabbos. But since Lamaitzli you do find a few people in this chotzer, it's not called the mokim yichud. Because the halacha is, about tumah we learn out from Saita. Saita alamoli is, you have a mokim yichud, it's only for two people. Once you have three people there, it's not a mokim yichud. So Mela, anytime you have a few people in the chotzer, it's considered for hilchos tumah a din rishus rabin. That's the chiddush of this braisa. But then echnami, the second part that it has a shame, rishus hayachz, vilchos shabbos, I'll tell you that's pshita, and that is no chiddush. So the Mar Toshima, come on, bring another right to the Shaila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, do we say the Rabbim could break the Mechitzis even though it's a Shvachara Tashmish? It's very hard for the Rabbim to use it. What's the Locham? Mavoy is Hamafoloshes Beboiris. If you have a Mavoy and alleyway that's opened up on both sides, the Havimina is, it's in a bore. The Mavoy is in a bore, in a pit. Real Specichu, the Morris, was in a cave. Is a Locha Rishus HaYochid, the Shabbos. The Mavoy has a shame Rishus HaYochid. is Mustam that has a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and Alechi Yokari on the other side. Rishus HaRabim Mutumah. But again, for Hilchas Tumah, since the Rabim go through there, it's considered Rishus HaRabim, and if you have a Sofik, if the Sheretz touch the Truma or not, Minas Sofik will become Tummy. Now, Fret Yomara, Beboiris Lakadaitich, is it possible to have a Movi that's in a bor? Like, how do you have a Movi in a bor? A bor is not a Movi. A Movi means the alleyway. You go out from your house into the Chotzer, into the Rishus HaRabim, through the Movi. You can't be in a bor. Ela, the Pshat is Leboiris. That means at the entrance to the Movi, there was a bor. Like you have in picture 50. The entrance to the Movi, there was a bor there. Still, the din is Rishus HaYochid, the Shabbos. That in this Movi, is considered Rishus HaYochid. Even though both sides of the Movi are opened up into Rishus HaRabim, so there is a Bekiyas HaRabim, the Rabim are walking through this Movi, still we do not say this Rabim breaks the Mechitzis. Is why not? Is Rishus HaYochid l'Shabbos, we'll soon see why, for Rishus HaRabim l'Tumah. But Vilchus Tumah again is considered Rishus HaRabim, that Sofik Tumah is Tumi. Is the Chur again, the Kasher is Mani. Who does this Brisa go like? Elay me Rabbonin, if you want to tell me, goes according to the Rabbonin, that even though the Rabbim walk through, the Rabbim do not break the Tzuras HaPetach Yav at that entrance of the Mavui, of the Zoy Hashtu Mahos Maduch in our Mishnah, the Nihatash Mishtai, by the Pasri Broyes, where it's very easy for the Rabbim to walk through. Amri, still, they say the Rabbonin, Loy os the Rabbim Movatle law, that the Rabbim walking through does not break the Mechitzes, of the Zoy Hocha. Over here, by this Mavui, to walk along the Bor, now Rashi's pshat is, like in this picture, the bor takes up most of the entrance to the Movi. So how do the Rabbim walk? They walk on the side of the bor. They move to the sofa, to the side. Like Rashi says. Rashi says, Baburis, Takadai Rashi, Laburis, Shiesh bor baroisha echod, Uv the sofa achas ksara mahalchin shom achoivim. They walk along the side of the bor. They don't like to walk inside the bor. So it's hard for the Rabbim to squeeze themselves to walk on the side of the bor. See here, where it's loy nichatash mishtei, loy koshchein, l'churitz pshita, navada, the Rabbim do not break these mechitzes. So what's the chiddush here? Tosis learns, vice place, that the Rabbim even walk inside the bor, they walk down. But that's also not nichatash mishtei. That's the kasha. The churitz pshita, according to the Rabbonin, this movi is muti, it's called the Rishus HaYochid, if it has a tzuras HaPesach. Even though the Rabbim walk through, because it's not easy for the Rabbim to walk through. El olah Rabbi Yehudi, l'churitz, this bryas has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, we have a right according to Rabbonin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where it's loy nichatash mishti, it's not so easy to walk through it, we do not say the Rabbim breaks the mechitza. So again, it's a kasha and rova. And the Gemara, no, loy. No, there's no raya. Liyelam Rabbonin. Again, this price also goes only according to the Rabbonin. That the Rabbonin hold all of them, loy oser Rabbim umavat le mechitzas. So the chiddush here again is, for Rishus Rabbim, lutum yitzrich loy. The chiddush is that Vilchus Tumah, this is considered the Rishus Rabbim. That's the chiddush. Even though we had this Kiddush already before, but it says it over again. But then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be that this Movi would be a Rishus HaRabim, Vilcha Shabbos. Since the Rabbim used it, walk through it, even though it's hard to walk through, still the Rabbim breaks the Mechitzis. The Moabite, the Toshma, can I bring another Raya? It's the Halacha from Shvilei Beis Gilgul. You have this Shvilei, it's a path, going up to Beis Gilgul, a place in Eretz Yisrael. Again, it's a steep path going up a hill, like you have in picture 51. Is Ukiyotzeben, any other place, a steep hill you have to go up, is Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos. For Shabbos, it's still called Rishus HaYochid. Even though the Rabbim are using this pathway to go up the hill, still the hill is called like Mechitzis, and on top is called Rishus HaYochid. For Rishus HaRabim Lutumah. But for Vilchus Tumah, it's called Rishus HaRabim, because since a few people use it, it's not called the Makom Yichud. What is considered the shvil of Beis Gilgul is Amri Deber Rabbi Yanai Kol She'en Ho'eved Yochol Litol Saw Shel Chitim, where an Eved cannot hold a saw, a measurement full of wheat, of the Yoretz Lefnei Satyut, and run in front of a policeman. In other words, it's so steep that you can't hold some Chitim and run up with it. If it's a plain land, you could run. But if it's a steep hill going up, you can't run up with it. Like a picture 52 you have here. So if it gets to any steep place that you can't walk up, that's called the Shvilei Beis Gilgul. And still it's considered the Rishus HaYochid on top. It's not considered the Rishus HaRabim. It's the Churamani. Who does this Braisa go like? Elay me Rabbonin, if you want to say it goes again according to Rabbonin, let's say what? Loy osa Rabim Mabat Lamechitzis. But again, we have the same Kavachayim, the Churus Pshita. Hashta, It's very easy to walk through the Pasib Royce. It's mamish in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. Still, Amri, Rabbanan, Rabbanan say, Lo yosu Rabbim, avatlin lo mechitzosam. The Rabbim does not come through and break the mechitzam. Or bezei hocha, in this case of a shvil, based Google, to lo nicha tashmishte, it's not so easy to walk up the hill. It's pretty steep. You see, you can't walk so well up there. Or bezei lo kol shchein, avada the Rabbim does not come and break the mechitzam. So the hill itself is considered the mechitza, that the top mokum is called Rishus HaYochid. A pshita is still called Rishus HaYochid. What's the chiddush? Elamai, what do you have to say? La Rebbe Yehudi. The Chur, this Bryce has to go according to Rebbe Yehuda. And we see what? That Rebbe Yehuda is made where it's lo nicha tashmishte, where it's hard to walk up there, even though the Rabbim goes through, lo yasa Rabbim, the Rabbim do not come and break the mechitzas. That's why it's called Rishus HaYochid. So again, this is a kashan rova. Or Malay answer the Gemara, no. Demison, there's no raya from here. I'll tell you, Shvile Beis Gilgul Kamrit. You're telling me Alocha from this case in Eretz Yisrael, which is called Shvile Beis Gilgul, which is a nice high hill. You're telling me here it's called Rishus HaYochid. So I'll tell you, Enechanami, this tacha goes according to everybody, that Reb Yehuda is also Moida in Eretz Yisrael. Any high hill, any low place where it's hard to go, is not called the Rishus HaRabim. Why? Not because the Rabim go there and break the Mechitzis. But for Nusvarim. Why? Because Yehoshua, Oyev Yisrael Hoyev. His Yehoshua, when he first came into Eretz Yisrael, he was like the governor. He loved the Yidden. And he made Rishus HaRabim for them, the place where the Rabim, where the highways should go through. Or where should be the big Sarti, or where should be the big meeting place. Where you can have the fairs there. He made like this. Hoyoy made Vetikim Lehem Drochim Vesartia. He was mistaken for Klai Yisrael, which roads should be the Rishus HaRabim, and which big meeting place should be the Rishus HaRabim. What did he do? Kol Heichod Denicha Tashmishto, any place you had a nice flat piece of land, which is easy to walk through, Mosro the Rabim. Yeshua gave it over to the Rabim to make it into Rishus HaRabim. But Kol Heichod, any place in Eretz Yisrael, to Lenicha Tashmishto, that was hard to walk there, it's a little hard going up, or a little hard going down, in any one of these places, Masro LeYochid. As Yeshua gave it over to Yochid, he made sure it was not meant for Rishus HaRabim. So that's why here this Shvile Beis Gilgul is called Rishus HaYochid, because in the Metzias the Rabim did not use it. And the Kitzur, this is the Pshat before Rabbi Yochanan also, that the Milus and the Moredis in Eretz Yisrael is not considered Rishus HaRabim. Why? Not because we say that lo yosu rabim avat la mechitzis. Avat could be according to Rabbi Yehuda all over. Wherever the rabbim go, they break the mechitzis and they give it a din of a rishus hayochid. They give it a din of a rishus rabim. But here we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, that lemaisa, the metzias was, no rabbim went through a high hill or went through a low hill. That was because Yeshua made only good flat roads to be the rishus rabim. So any high road or any low road, you should know for sure, was not given over to the Rabbin. That's why it's not called the Rishus HaRabim. But not because the Rabbin break the Mechitzis. No. So Kitza here, you have Naraya, it's no Kash according to Rava. Yeah, so Kopanim, this is the Maskonis HaGemara, that we're not Poshu the Shailais, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Poshu he holds always, the Rabbin do come and break the Mechitzis. And according to the Rabbonin, the Rabbin never come and break the Mechitzis. We spoke out already once before. It's a shayla how we paskin alochem. The Rambam taka paskins lekula like the chachamim in our Mishnah that we hold me the raisa koponim lo yosu rabim mavat lo mechitzis. Even though the rabim walked through a tzuras apesach or walked through the pasiv royis, the rabim do not break the mechitzis. It's me the raisa the mechitzis are still called rishus hayochid. Even though me the rabbonim they do break it. But here in our Mishnah by pasiv royis, the rabbonim gave a special kula that it's okay. The rabim don't break it even me the rabbonim. We once spoke out that Mishnah Brura holds that this is really the ikasmach why some starts, some cities, to make an Erev around the city. Even though they only use it Tzuras HaPesach, the Churat HaShayla, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should say, also Rabbim Muvat LaMechitzas, when the Rabbim walks through the Tzuras HaPesach, they break the Mechitza. Now exactly what is called the Rabbim that break the Mechitzas, Poshel Aloch, it has to be the same much Rabbim you need to make up Rishus HaRabbim. Those Rabbim, if they use this road and walk through it, they break the Mechitzas. Now, what's called, how many people have to use the road to make it into Rishus HaRabim? I've added it, some shittas that hold you need 600,000 people walking through there every single day. That's some shittas we show them. But the Ravelt of other shittas we show them that hold not like that. You don't need so many. No, Abi, you have a Rabim, you have a lot of people at the city use this as the main road in the city, it's also considered the Rishus HaRabim, even though you don't have 600,000 people. So Sabzadeh Mishabura asks, according to this sheet that you don't need 600,000 people, Abi, you have a rabbim using the road, so every single city of Bezoi has a Rishus Rabbim Midiraisa. So how will they say to make an Erevin to put Tzuras HaPesach all around it? Why don't we say the road that goes through the Tzuras HaPesach should break the Mechitza? So the Mishabura more or less says that they are saying that the Ikar Aloch is like the Rambam Paskins, that Midiraisa Loi Osir Rabbim Mavatla Mechitza. Midiraisa, the rabbim walking through the Tzuras HaPesach, does not break the Tzuras HaPesach. So therefore, Midiraisa is still called Rishus HaYochid. Even though with the Rabbonin, they do break it. So for the Rabbonin, you could be making with other coolers. Either then to say that it's only called the Bekiyas HaRabbim, if you have Mamre 600,000 Yidin walking through every single day, and that most places you don't have. Or else you could be saying on a Delis, on a Shvachar Delis, a Shvachar door that you could close sometimes. That's why they could be nekel. There's a big tzad to be machmataka, and not to use the Erevin around a big around big cities. Now, who I didn't in the Gemara before when it said that really the whole world should be called Rishus HaYochid, since you have the oceans going around the whole world. So the question is, why aren't those mechitzas good? So he spoke out the second place which says in the bottom, place says v'yeshleima the mechitzah sheino asuyi b'dayodim, a mechitzah that's not made b'dayodim. It's not called such a good mechitza. In other words, the ocean and the big mountains, those are like the mechitzas made by the Shemayin. So even though they can make a Rishus HaYochid, but they're not such good mechitzas, so Tehi says, in such mechitzas, even the Rabbonim Amoidim, that when the Rabbim walk through those mechitzas, they break the mechitzas. Therefore, the reason why in the whole world is not called Rishus HaYochid, because you have a Rabbim going over the mechitzas. The Rabbim break these mechitzas. That's Tehi's teretz. The Ritzvah says, the Yisoid is that mechitzas, if they're so far apart that you can't see one mechitza from the other mechitza, those are not called good mechitzas. So Mela Bovel are so spread apart, you can't see one side to the other side, it's not called a good mechitza. Yeah, that's the Mishnah weiter. Echod bo harabim, ube'er harabim, ube'er hayochid, is oisen lehen a passing. Hey, this is going to explain where did the Rabbonin gave this kula to use the passe broyis. Just to use four mechitzas on each side, the diumdim, the L shape, a'ama bayan amma, the rabbanim will make all the tzurich water to serve to the behemoths of the early regolim, the dvar mitzvah. So the Tanakama holds for a bor harabim. A bor means like dead water. That means water mechunosim, that you just dug a ditch and you have water there. So if the bor belongs to rabim, it's mutter. Ube'er, that means a well running live water, that whether it belongs to the rabbim or whether it belongs to a yochid, is oisin len pasin. You're allowed to make pasin to have this heter to carry the water out on top to give it in rishus yochid. Avol lebor ha-yochid, but to a ditch that belongs to a private person that has water inside, then the locher is oisin loy mechitza gvoya yutfochim. If you want to schlep the water out of the pit on top on Shabbos, you have to make good mechitzas all around the bor. You have to make mechitzas gavoya yutzvachim. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Azot Rebbe Akiva. In other words, the kula of pasuk broyis was not given to a bor that belongs to a yochid. And the gzeira is, because we're afraid maybe the water will dry up on Shabbos, and when the water dries up, then you have no heter to metalta like we had before. The heter of pasuk broyis is only calls them on this water there. So when the water goes away, there's no heter. So if it belongs to a yochid, a private person, we're afraid it'll dry up and he won't realize it, and it'll still come to metalto there, therefore it's aser. Mashenkin, if the bor belongs to a rabbin, to a lot of people, then the people will remind you, lo yitzuyu dries up. One person will remind the next person. That's why Rabbi Kiva holds, for a bor that belongs to a rabbin, you have the heter of pasi b'royis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says no. Ein oisin pasin, you're not allowed to have, you don't have the heter to use these mechitzas of pasin, elo leber harabim, bulvad, only to a live running water, a well water, and plus it has to belong to rabin. There's two things you have to have, a be'er and it belongs to a rabin. U lishar, mashenken, any other type, a be'er that belongs to a yochid, or else a bor, is dafka oisin chagura. You have to make, like Tosafot says, it means a mechitza, or the way Rashi says, it means a hekev shachavolim. You also have to make even shvachra mechitzas, but it has to be a mechitza, that you have put strings within gimel tvachim one to the next, so you say, love it. But the kitzah, you have to have a mechitza. Gevo yasar tvachim, it should be high, 10 tvachim. In other words, then you don't have the heter of the kula of pasi broyis, you badavka have to use a mechitza. Here, Rashi says, bo harabin, ipaski maya mitkuri adodi. That's why Rabbi Kiva is matter if it belongs to Rabbim, because on the tzad the water dries up on Shabbos, they'll remind you not to use these pasim, not to metalto there. Ber ha-yochid nam yishari, dole pastimaya. What about a ber that belongs to a yochid? Since that's a well water that doesn't dry up, that's why it's mutter. Now Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says, no dafka leber ha-rabim, dikatate le-mayusi. You need both milus. That it's a rabbin, it belongs to a lot of people, and also it's a live running water that does not chash or come to dry up on Shabbos. Chagruzat Rashi hekev shachavolim. You have to make a mechitza of strings going around. Zot the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Halachak Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. The paskin the chumra, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, it's only mutter to use paskin broyis only if you have a bear or rabbin, or well water that belongs to rabbin. The Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef also said, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, loy hutru pasib royis elo leber mayim chayim bovad. They're only mati you to use these pasim royis, these mechitzes made out of just four diyumdim, these el shapes, amma by amma on four sides. The Rabbanu will only make for you to use it if the water is a ber mayim chayim, means live running or well water, a bovad. So at Gemara Tzrich, and we need both memories of Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. The kashrut, why do you have to have two memories? You're saying the same thing. Once you say Aloch Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that his din is only mutter by a ber harabim, so mele I know you need a ber mayim chayim. What does he have to paskin? You dafka need a ber mayim chayim. So the Gemara notes, Richa, I need both memories. Di ashminin, if I would just hear Aloch Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that Aloch is like you, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, have a min I would think the rabim the afilu mechunosim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, he says it has to be tak in Mishnah, he says loshin bear her rabin. But I would think a bear is lav dafka. Doesn't dafka have to be live or well running water? The ikur is it has to belong to a rabin. The afilo mechanosim, and even if it's a bore, even if it's like a ditch that belongs to a rabin and there's like dead water there, still will be mutter. I behind the tony bear her rabin. Why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba in the Mishnah say no? You need dafka bear hamayim. Dafka bear harabim, so chutz mash medafka well water, tak only well water. So the mano could be lafukim Rabbi Kiva. He's only going lafukim with Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva says what? That a bear hayochid is also good. On that, Rabbi Baba says no. If dafka has to belong to a rabbin, but the ikka punkt is that it has to belong to a rabbin. Anything that belongs to a rabbin is mutter. Maybe even a boar. Maybe even if it's a dead, if it's a ditch, the water is not live running. It's the water mechunosim there. Maybe it's also mutter. Maybe the ikka punkt of Yehuda ben Baba is it has to belong to Rabin. I wanted to say bear because it's come with the things on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says a bear hayochid is mutter. He says no, even a bear dafka has to belong to Rabin. But maybe what belongs to Rabin, even a boar is also mutter. So the Mara Kamash Malon. No, that's why I told you the second din. Tloy hutra pasi broyis elo leber mayim chayim. That's why I need Rabbi Yosef's second memory, that Rabbanon only gave the kula of pasib royas dafka to a bear, to a live running well water. Mashenke in a boar or ditch, even though it belongs to a rabbin, still it's awesome. Observe the shvekat is, let's just say the second halacha, vi yashmin and bear mayim chayim, if I would just hear the second kiddush, that they only gave this kula by a bear mayim chayim, have it mean, I would think, lo yishon no the rabbin, lo yishon no the yochid, that thing that has to be a bear running water. I would think once it's running well water, there's no difference whether it belongs to Yoch or belongs to Rabin. Because there's no shash, it will dry up on Shabbos. It's live running water, so it should be mutter. Kamash Mulan, that's why I need his first halacha. That no, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. It's like a paskal like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba also. That it's dafka or bear or Rabin. It has to belong to Rabin. You need two milas. Mashenka that belongs to a yochid, by says, then there's a gzera, maybe you come to use a boar that belongs to a yochid, and there there's a chash that come to dry up on Shabbos. Rashi says, have a min of the rabbin for the mechnosim, shor Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Why do come a ber ha rabbin? Mishur Rabbi Kiva, viyom a ber ha yochid shori. Viyos, iyu le meim laf, agav de mayim chayim ninu, the rabbin min the yochid loy. Vochid komer, and oysen pasma fiul le ber elo shor rabbin. Maybe that's all Rabbi Yehuda means. But the ikka punkt is, you have to have the rabbin. I would not know that a boar that belongs to Rabbim is no good. Kamash on the second din, no, that is only matter dafka by a bear mayim chayim. So maisi, you have to have two milas that has to be live running water, plus that it has to belong to the Rabbim. Right, stop here.